ABC, where the beds are aired once a week. Here now is a man who carries his own permanent portable bed. Michael Swinging Chick Eyesore.
Hello, girlies.
Get girls. Oh, by the way, girls, I'm afraid I can't answer your request for photographs. Apparently, the ABC doesn't like that sort of thing. However, I'll describe my beautiful self and give you an extra thrill. Height 6'4". A slim, bronze, blue eyes and curly hair.
But this isn't television, Paul.
Tonight, we tell a terrifying drama of a battle to beat a dreaded scourge. This program is contagious, and children under the age of 10 should be smeared in Vaseline and laid on their sides. Old ladies should be given a sedative and a sailor.
To give a clear picture of how it started, let's go back in time to Sydney in the bad old days. July 1962. It starts on board an ordinary horse-drawn tram in romantic Pitt Street.
Head up there. Come on, get up, Dobbin.
Oh, I knew when they offered me three free meals a day and a pair of blinkers, there was something funny about this job.
Fast, please. Wouldn't you be better with a single? Fast, please.
But can I get off at 6 feet?
Well, suppose that. The bloke's not too fussy. My horse has stopped.
Good. He's lying on his back with his legs in the air.
He doesn't look very well.
Come on, pour vinegar on his fetlocks.
Hey, hold him down and get his arm off. I've got that. I've got his head.
I've got his wallet.
Must get him to a doctor while he's still got money.
That happened on Monday the 9th. The next day, Thursday the 40th, another attack of the disease.
It was a fateful dawn outside the governor's palace in Canberra. In the distance, a drunken Irishman is striking midnight. A lone policeman patrols the bottle-strewn streets, counting bribes.
25. 26. 27.
You trod on me. Oh, dear, my man.
What are you doing in my gutter?
I was meditating in it.
There's a place for that.
No, he tells me. My card, officer. I am Sir Beerbohm Greens, ex-poor manager, currently appearing in a jolly farce at the Melbourne Tivoli called Who Cracked the Naughty King Street Bridge? As I lay here, I was wondering whatever became of all that lovely crispy bacon that we had before the war. So firm, so carboniferous, so crunchy, so firm, so crisp.
Well, how long before I melt your nut in?
But well, though, but I always wonder whatever became of that crispy bacon that we had before the war.
Hey, who was the nut, huh?
That was a broken down actor.
Hey, who was the nut?
In a flash, they were at his side.
Under there, spread-eagled in the gutter, was a middle-aged man with no underwear, but free from a sin.
Oh, Yakubu, officer. Oh, Yakubu.
You got to your notebook? But take down his particulars. He's a middle-aged, contents of a pocket, empathy. Inside the pocket, one wallet, empathy. Three beer bottles, empathy.
Nationality, Australian.
Ooh!
Look! Look! His boots are green, and there's a steam coming out of the lace holder.
This looks like a job for the medical police.
Yes, that's quite right. All right, so you hold it to music, and I'll play there a song.
Every Australian evening paper carried chips and the story.
Health authorities are examining garments and blood specimens of the two victims.
Switch that eyes off.
Oh, that hurts.
We're looking for clues on the clothes under this microscope.
Have any luck?
Yes, my mother-in-law's been run over by a steamroller. You wouldn't like a rather unique bookmarker, would you?
Ah, Moriarty. We've just discovered that both victims had one thing in common.
What?
On both their socks were signs of a severe spawn.
Spawn?
Spawn? Spawn.
Spawn?
Spawn. Aye, a severe spawn.
Spawn.
Unfortunately, spawn. Nobody in the world knows what a spawn is or does. Therefore, Inspector, my advice to you is to send out a call to all police cars to look out for a spawn.
Very well, then. Very well. Sergeant.
Hello.
Send out a call.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Look for a severe type spawn. Calling all Z cars. Oh, yes. Looking for a severe type spawn.
I'll be glad when we're fitted with radio, you know.
I don't know. So saying, the inspector took off his wee boot and made a footnote.
Police made a door-to-door search from door to door.
Is that you, sailor?
No, this is a policeman.
No, no. Come on in. Come on in, you hot little bundle, you. I've been every man in number.
There must be some mistake, madam.
You're male, aren't you?
Yes.
No mistake.
In the early hours of this morning, a man was spawned. Yes. Did you hear anything unusual?
Yes. Not mine, it's all right. Anyhow, just after I turned the lights out, I heard my grandfather say, "Let's go to the pictures."
Well, is that unusual?
Was for him, he'd been dead a month.
Yes. Now, around about 3 o'clock, did you hear anything?
I heard a clock strike two.
Well, how many times did it strike two?
I can't remember. I fell asleep after it struck one twice.
Are you sure it struck one twice and not two once?
Let me think. I've got it. It struck four, but the last two were silent. I heard them quite clearly not going bong, but they didn't go.
Go over that again. Yes, sure it wasn't five with the first three songs?
No, I had it.
I'd like it to be quite
a Well, during this debate, we'll have a little light music. Miss Patricia Ridgway, whose rent is now up to date. Now, part two of the spawn plague.
For weeks, our search was fruitless. Then, someone sent us a pound of pawpaws. Come in.
Oh, I haven't knocked yet.
Come in and fire that sound effect engineer. My name is Inspector Tasman, but the sea is silent as in streets.
My name is Jim Shoes, but the foot is silent as in plimsoll.
You look like a blasted idiot to me.
Oh, I won't stand for that.
Then pull up a chair.
Sir, what would you say if I told you I had a genuine photo of a spawn?
Well, I would say, show it to me. What would you say?
Well, I'd say, Well, I have it in this envelope. But I want £100 for it.
Yes, yes, yes. But supposing the photo is a fake?
Well, that's the risk I'll have to take.
Very well, then, I'll see. Here is £100 Australian. Worth their weight in wooden marbles, you know.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, one proviso. The envelope must not be opened until Christmas 1963.
Very well. I give you my word. And this dictionary, giving the precise meaning of it.
This dictionary won't stay in this country long. It's Morocco bound.
I would like to point out that the pronounced silence you're hearing is coming to you from the ABC. The silence in question is that of Inspector Tasman waiting for Christmas 1963.
On the stroke of Christmas, the bell on the envelope went bing, and I tore it open. Ah! Inside the envelope was a man who said...
I want to know what's become of all that crispy bacon we had before the war. So crisp, so crunchy.
The scene, the meeting of the Federal Parliament. I'm off.
Silence, please, silence. This meeting has been called to discuss spawn. But first, here is the Minister for Finance to tell us the financial prospects for New South Wales in the coming year. Thank you. Now, any other questions before we start?
What's become of all that crispy bacon we have?
Now, I have here a letter from Dr. Growler. He says in his letter...
It would appear that spawn is catching, but it is only confined to people living above ground level.
Off the medical road, right?
Nonsense, nonsense. You can only be struck off once.
Yes, well, that'll give you some idea of his importance.
As medical advisor for YY, I must warn that spawn is not contagious.
Not contagious.
However, those who do get it can benefit by being placed inside a medicated dustbin.
Rubbish!
That has to be put outside. So, there is no fear of any contagion, and I...
I changed my mind. I think...
South Wales was declared a spawn zone. As a gesture to boost the morale of the citizens, this song was sung.
Oh, when you're feeling low down and you can't find romance, jump into a dustbin and dance. When your friends forsake you, don't go into a trance. Jump into a dustbin and dance. When the spawn attacks you, do just what I did. Jump into a dustbin and then pull down the lid. When you've got no trousers and ragged underpants, jump into a dustbin and dance. So when the spawn attacks you, don't fly away to France. Jump into a dustbin, dust, dust, dust. Jump into a dustbin and
thank you.
Meantime, at the Parramatta Hospital for coughs, colds, and suspicious holes, a doctor is examining people for spawn.
Right. Hang on. Right. Now, just slip your clothes off. That's better. Now, face me. Breathe in. Out. Very good. Turn around. Round again. Yes, you look all right to me, nurse. Now, let's have some patience.
Thank you, doctor.
What?
Oh, good morning, doctor.
Oh, hello, nurse. Sunbathing?
No, the nurse has a vitamin deficiency.
Vitamin?
Yes, vitamin. You know, vitamins A, B, C, and D.
A funny way to spell vitamin?
Yes, yes. Very funny. Now, roll up your sleeve.
Right. Oh, I know. Oh, I often wonder what was up there. Oh, all them little things. Oh, I got property.
I'm just going to take a small amount of blood from your thumb.
Right.
Fine. There, you all right now?
Oh, yes.
Right. Now I'll prick your thumb. Just a little itty-bitty hole. There, that didn't hurt at all.
No,
did it?
Didn't hurt.
Hello? He's fainted.
Oh, dear.
Oh, are you his mother?
In the absence of a female actor.
Tell me, is there any history of mental debility in the family?
Yes, his grandfather ended up putting his head in the gas oven.
Oh, dear me, how terrible.
Yes, you should have seen the gas bill they sent us. 70 quid. A lot of money for a bloke only looking for his dinner.
3 dead and 14 grievously injured. That concludes the rugby results for New South Wales. And now here is the news of the spawn. Meanwhile, a theory has been advanced that a possible cure for the disease is the rare fondberry that grows between 18 Macquarie Street and Africa.
An expedition to Africa was organized.
I was waiting for the Australian arrival in our aid now. Just a minute, get behind that screen, dear, will you? Come in, will you?
Ah, good day to you, sir.
Good day.
My name's Fish Rafferty, son of Chips.
I knew your mother well.
No. I just arrived here. I was told to report to a den of vice.
Let me see that paper. A den of vice?
Den of vice.
No, that's an aid novice, you fool.
Oh, aid novice.
Do come in, pull up a sock and sit down. They're all the rage here.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I am. Look, blast these spies. What's
it? Briggs.
Yes, I am.
What is it? Look, I had to get a little personal with you, but why are you naked?
I let you into a secret.
Thank you.
I haven't got any clothes on.
We've got a long day ahead tomorrow. Yes. I think I'll turn in.
Right. Before you do, would you like a nightcap?
Yes.
What size head?
6 and 7.
Abdul, one beer with a 6 and 7/8 head, will you please? Good night, gentlemen.
By sleeping at full speed, they reached dawn 2 hours before it arrived. Thank you.
Good morning, Nels. Get those blankets off. Now, before we set off, let's synchronize watches. In 1 second, the time will be... Exactly. Any questions?
Yeah. What's that doing?
I'm sorry, that's a secret. Now, we'll all set course inland, and by midday we should ford the river Capate.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, Petra.
Then why do it?
I'm terribly sorry.
Yes, sir.
But I must warn you that at this time of year, the river Capate is very, very cold.
Oh?
Very,
is
very
it?
Cold.
Is it?
Yes, and you know there is nothing worse than a cold Capate.
Good work, Alcove. Look here. Here's a feather for your loincloth, lad. Now. Well, you never know. Times are bad. Any questions before we set off? Yes, I want to know what became of all that crispy bacon. Forward, now!
At sunset, the caravan stopped at the oasis of Arleg, named after the famous Sheikh Arleg.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Arleg. Greetings from my Sheikh Arleg, known as Bayan of the Thousand Eyes, whose optician's bill is the highest in the world. Sheikh Arleg, prince among princes, king among kings, Kong among Kongs. He is the light in the morning, the moon in the evening, and as the sun in the morning and the daughter at night. The brightest... Steady down. The brightest star in the firmament, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful. My word, he is a fine fellow.
Well, who are you, then?
I am his publicity agent. I am also Sheikh Arleg, very bit short of publicity agent. Come, Effendi. No Effendi, Mendi. Welcome to my humble air-conditioned $10 million palace. Come in, please.
In a world of eastern wonderment. And in the middle of a great marble mosaic floor was a great tunnel.
That is the other end of the famous eastern suburb railway.
Hey, mate, where does it lead to?
Ruin. But no. Let the entertainment commence. Bring on the scented dancing girls.
Isn't it? For your information, mate, I'm not watching a bit near the knuckle.
We watched the Oriental dance for 3 days with only one bright foot.
I am very proud of all you white men. Please, you have stood the test of Eastern temptation very well. I tell you now the secret. Those were not women dancing. They were men disguised as women. That's tough on me.
Why?
Well, I married one.
Yeah, well, that's not only tough on you, it's tough on him, too.
March the 1st. Reach River Wakongo.
Gentlemen. The most unsettling factor is we don't know the name of this disease. Yeah. Well, what can the name be?
I would say it was something like Gesplunig in the corrupten Holden der Stanchen mit Geschwindigkeit.
No, a disease like that would keep the patient awake. Oh, the name would be more like Stallions.
Stallion? You can't call a disease Stallion. Fancy having to tell a man his wife is in bed with a
it could be worse, you know, I mean.
Nice. I say we write a number of names on the paper, place them inside a medicated head, and draw one out with antiseptic bath.
Yes, sir.
And then
I'll write
a
little naughty paper.
Next morning, in full view of the expedition, a name was drawn out.
Gentlemen, the name of the disease has been discovered. It is called Mrs. Gladys Cook of Parramatta.
was a disease new. It was called Gladys Cook of Parramatta. It became contagious and soon... Look, then. Look, there's our chance. There's a fondberry tree.
Hurry up, you can!
Well, thank heaven. Saved by fondberries.
Yes.
We're all cured.
Yes.
Aye.
Fonberry didn't cure the disease.
No, but we had lots of fun finding out, folks.
Well, that appears to end the story, and so it only remains for me to sing you all out with one of my latest songs.
Yes, you must listen to this.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Do the verse, please,
Cross
Michael.
The desert bear, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I rarely have had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Tullamore, Seymour, Lismore, Maloolaba, Nambut, Moochdore, Kilmore, Mabulaba, Birdsville, Emmerdale.
You've been listening to The Idiot Weekly, an ABC radio type publication with Jim Gussie and the ABC dance band and the voice of lyric soprano Patricia Ridgway. Reporters were Michael Hitchhiking Eisdell, John Ewer, Paul Westerman, Rick Hutton, and Al Thomas. Their destinies guided by Idiot in Chief Spike Milligan, who also wrote the copy. Wielding the blue pencil, our producer John McLeod. Effects John McGraw and Jim McLeod. Control operators for Bud Worthendale Surtees. Special music, Neil Fergate, announcer PTR. We'll be going to press at the same time next week with the Idiot Weekly. So make sure of your copy by placing an order now with your newsagent.